everybody, welcome to episode 106 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi, I am Ryan. I am that person. I'm Ryan De La Rosa.
Dylan Roush is here as well.
Hola.
Gabe Philbin.
Why do I get the sigh?
I don't know, you haven't posted episode 104 yet.
Dude, it's not feasible.
Loyal listeners are asking themselves, but Javi, where's... This is only the 104th episode you guys have posted.
Fifth!
I don't get it.
Because 104 hasn't gone up yet, because every time I try to export it, like, Premiere just poops itself.
I don't get it.
It's like...
Explain yourself.
Inconceivable.
I'm not sure how much more detail I can... The computer takes a physical poop on our podcast.
That... What have you been feeding your computer?
Poop.
Viruses.
I'm hearing a lot of... Hearing a lot of bad things you're doing over there, Gabe.
Yeah, well...
Dude, Typing of the Dead Overkill. I want that.
Yeah,
what
Devin
is
got
that?
It's Typing
it's,
of the
it's
Dead.
It's like
This Dreamcast game.
Well, Typing of the Dead is a Dreamcast game. Typing
so far, you've told me nothing.
Okay, it's they took what is it called? House of the Dead. They took House of the Dead as is, but the only way to shoot zombies is to type the word that's attached to their forehead. You have to type it. So it's a typing game.
Wow. You know, I had something much different when I thought of that. Like I was thinking Mavis Beacon, except where
Mavis Bacon.
Undead Mavis.
Well, I was just undead thinking Mavis. About it the other day, actually. I was like, God, if they... Because we had those awful, awful... That educational software in class.
And, like, if Mavis they had, Beacon!
If they had Typing of the Dead instead, or something more PG also, that was a video game that was cool...
Skylanders of the Dead.
I'd be all over that. Like, kids would go nuts and learn how to type really well.
Yeah, because kids love zombies because they're fucks.
And Devin got it, which means I got it, because of Steam Family Sharing.
Also, kids learn how to type pretty quickly anyway now, because they have to. I taught myself how to type.
They don't have to type quickly, they have to text quickly.
Yeah, that's not learning how to type, because they can't fucking spell.
Oh, well, I didn't say they know how to spell, but they know how to type. They can hit the keys.
I think that Dylan and I were right on the cusp of when they started teaching kids how to type.
Yeah.
Because they had no idea what they were doing when they were teaching us.
I remember, in high school, I took a bunch of, like, programming classes, too. And that was, like, unheard of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I had to take what was that fucking class? I had to take it my senior year because no one told me I had to take it. And then, like, my senior year, last semester, like, oh, by the way, you need this credit. And I was like, what? They're like, yeah, you have it. It was, like, some kind of, like, computer literacy type class, but it was called something else. I can't remember what it was called, but, yeah, it was basically, like, learn how to Windows. Like, I was like, "Oh, this is fucking stupid."
The worst classes. I think we had a computer tech, which I mean, it sounds really cool. You're like, "Oh, cool! I'm gonna learn about computers and shit." No, they just teach you about Excel and Microsoft Word.
Oh, wait, no, that's what it was. It was computer tech. That's what it was called.
God, those classes are such garbage.
Yeah, it was.
Yep. I would type shit out, and then I would just print out the clip art, and leave the clip art printed out on the printer, so when other people would go up, they'd be like, why is Godzilla surfing on a steak?
Why not?
And I'm over there like, you fell into my trap.
Yeah. Make a dumb PowerPoint presentation. Okay. Yeah. Those classes sucked.
Those are the worst.
They'd be better if it was zombies that you killed when you completed your PowerPoint, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
Well, and they'd always say, like, really mundane things that don't have anything to do with the game. So it's like, I don't know, walking along the beach. So you have to type walking along the beach, and then, oh, shoot, blows the zombie's head off, you know? It's great.
I think, wait, one computer literacy class I used to take, this was in like middle school. I took that, and if you finish your stuff early, you could play SimCity afterwards. So that was cool. Played a lot of SimCity. Yeah. But it was on black. It was on those monochrome like Mac screens, so that was cool. It was awesome.
Somehow you had better technology than I did in elementary. I was. We would all clamor to like write our reports first so that we could play on the Mac 2 or Apple 2 on the Apple 2 to play. What was it? Fucking Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail. Oh yeah, well that was
and Lemonade Stand, of course.
Yeah, that was my elementary school. I'm sorry, this was middle school where they gave us better shit. But
see, when I was growing up, we had Gizmos and Gadgets. I don't know if you guys ever played that.
No.
No, beyond
but,
your time.
But the twisted thing, Ryan, that was when you were in elementary school. But then when I was in elementary school, which means you were, like, in college.
Well, not quite. You were still playing the same games on the same shitty computers.
See, I remember Netscape Navigator in school, and then Oregon Trail on the 5 1/4 floppy, the one that was literally floppy.
Yeah,
like you could build a sail out of those
discs. And now they just have that loaded to a website. You just go to it and play it in Flash.
Oh man, those discs were horrible. I actually saw.
So is dysentery.
We had a meeting at work about Windows 8.1, and someone requested, this was a custom request to Microsoft, they wanted, I think it was like more than 5,000 floppy disks, the 3.5-inch floppies, and all as a single installation for Windows 8.1. It would take 56 hours to do the installation, and you would put the disk in, it would complete that disk, you would take it out, put the next one in. And we were talking about, if one of those disks failed, you'd have to start the whole thing over. And those 3.5-inch floppies are prone to failure.
Also, you don't have anywhere on your computer to put it, because that drive doesn't exist.
That's what we were saying. We're like, wait, what computer has a 3.5-inch floppy still that they want to put 8.1? What the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy. You can get a floppy drive that hooks up into a USB pins, but still, what the fuck? Why wouldn't you just use an optical?
They don't want to put it on the internet.
Don't copy that floppy.
Oh my god.
Fuck are we even talking about?
I don't know.
Floppy disks. Floppies.
I'm talking about Mavis Beacon, motherfucker.
Mavis Bacon. Munch.
I don't know what you're talking about.
God, she was hot.
I'd show Mavis my beacon.
No. Nah.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
This is a family-friendly show, fucker.
Not really.
Fucko.
So, guys.
Yeah.
What's a hobby?
Nothing interesting happened this week.
Well, there's like a bunch of
tell us about
little
the non-controversy that was.
Yeah, what
on.
The hell is going on there? Everyone's
nothing.
With Adam Sandler.
I am honestly curious. I guess which is exactly what their plan was. Bastards.
Yeah. What happened?
Well,
there is some big video game company with some new policy, it seems, that will make people like Adam Sessler's jobs feasibly impossible.
EA!
What's that?
Activision!
What it is that makes their job impossible is not public knowledge yet.
Well,
the ass!
And the thing
they developed commentary robots.
Well, and there's also the caveat. He says that this will only affect people like himself and his colleagues, not so much the consumer. And it's not Microsoft. So I think it's...
Yeah.
You could deduce it's a PS4 issue.
Well, I believe...
It could be EA or Ubisoft.
I read
could be one of the game companies.
I read from someone that was having the same issues that it wasn't Sony or Microsoft.
Yeah, except for that he actively says it's not Microsoft. Why would he single out them and not be like, it's not Sony?
Because people assumed it was Microsoft.
Yeah,
because
everyone's like, it's Microsoft!
Though, I did see that, I think...
And it was Marcus Beer that said it wasn't Microsoft, to be clear.
Yeah, well, and after some other
investigation, it was also Arthur Gies and Adam Sessler saying, yeah,
he's right. Arthur Gies is the one that I read that he said it wasn't Sony either.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard that.
Myth busted.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so we're probably talking about something that's like, you can't put any of this on TV, like any of this footage?
It could be something like review, like you don't get a review copy until the game comes out. And like, in order to get that, you have to pay like a fee.
And also give it a 10.
Yes.
Hooray!
You know what though? It's well within their rights to be like, hey, we're not giving you games anymore. You know, like, if they want to cut off, I mean, the whole reason this exists is because it's theoretically mutually beneficial. But if you're not getting good reviews, then why the fuck bother? You know, just say no. You get it when everybody else gets it. There's nothing. They're not doing anything wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
honestly, oh well, the journalists are quote unquote like, journalists are gonna make it sound like they are.
It could be something like they. This is entirely speculation, so we're probably wasting a whole bunch of time, but you know, whatever. It could be something like they get a review copy, and then they have to send the review to...
Oh, like editorial publisher, approval?
Like, to, like, the publisher or the developer, and then they would approve the review to go up before the game releases.
You know what's funny, though, is, like, I don't think this is as career-crushing as he's making it sound, because... So your reviews will come out a week or two after the game's out. Like, but people watch reviews after the fact. They watch them to like feel confirmed or feel what is it called? feel justified in their purchase, you know, or see right. what they thought after, you know, they finished it, you know. So
yeah, because there's a lot of games that yeah you're gonna buy if you're gonna buy. But I there's probably more people than we think because we are kind of in this little bubble where people that we know are gonna. Play the games they're going to play, but I think there's a lot of people that, you know, wait and see reviews, and but maybe they'll wait anyway, you know, like maybe if it comes out 2 weeks later, they'll wait 2 weeks to buy a game.
Yep. And I think
if they're really that worried about it.
Well, and those people are the minority. I mean, there's people like us who inform ourselves and just kind of see how things are developing and then make decisions before reviews even come out. I mean, But there's the majority of consumers just see stuff on the shelf and buy it, or they hear about it and buy it. Reviews don't really influence that much.
Here's what I wanted to mention before. At first I thought it was for this PS4 review event, and I was like, what the fuck is that? Polygon had an article where they posted a picture of an invitation from Sony. It said, you are cordially invited to the PS4 review event and launch celebration. I was like, what's a review event? Is it like you play the game there while they look over your shoulder?
And that's exactly what a review event is.
And that's what Kojima Productions did for Metal Gear Solid 4. They flew everyone to Japan and had them locked in a room for like however many hours to beat Metal Gear Solid 4 and review it there.
That's a lot of hours.
That's what I was like. So, like, if they think you're going to give it a bad review, they won't invite you? Or are they going to sit there over your shoulder and have, like, a bouncer? Like, that's a 4 there. That should be a 9.
The idea is to, like, do it in a controlled environment where they can make sure that you have the optimal, like, gameplay experience. Basically, they want to, like, say, hey, oh, this is what you're supposed to do.
So, really, they could, theoretically, pull a fast one. You could be playing on, like, a PC... build of the game, and you wouldn't know.
I mean,
because it's in a controlled.
I don't know if they would do that. I mean, and I think you can see a PS4 right there. But
well,
I mean,
I guess
theoretically they could do that, but I don't think that's the issue. I mean, that's not what I would be worrying about. It's more, I guess, well, like it's just not a It's not a genuine environment to review a game. You know,
it doesn't sound like it. That's why it sounds. Well, also,
yeah, they fly you out there, and it's like a vacation. They put you in a nice hotel, and
it's
then,
catered, and
yeah, catered. Like they put you in a good mood to go sit down and play their game. Like,
yep. I have to be in an angry mood.
Well, it doesn't take much.
Ah! No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
I could put you in a terrible mood right now by simply requesting someone on our waiver wire.
You know, I think with the context of that specific situation, where like we'll only let you review these games in our environment, that kind of writes a whole new story with what Adam was saying. He didn't say that journalism as a whole is screwed with this. With whatever this company is doing,
just their type of company specifically.
Exactly.
Their content is all on YouTube, isn't it?
Yeah, they don't write.
That's what
anything.
I was just saying. They I was like, yeah, it's so like, it's probably someone saying you can't post these, you can't stream our games, you can't post our games online, you can't post footage.
Yeah. So basically, the video review for whatever they played for PS4 at that event, like Knack and Killzone, potentially. Would have to be their videos would just have to be them talking to the camera and maybe some footage from trailers or something like
wow they're doing like the Nintendo route where you can't post
well no not exactly because Nintendo is suing people for posting footage of any game from whenever Sony's not cracking down on them after the games are out and they capture their own footage. They're just saying that hey, we're letting you review this early. But no, you can't capture footage while you're reviewing it. Like, you know. So it just affects companies like Revision 3, where all of their content is video.
We don't know.
I'm suspecting because that's where most of their content is on YouTube. I'm thinking
all
it
of their
may
content,
be
yeah.
I don't. It might not be like I said. Arthur Gies said it wasn't Sony or Microsoft. Something
maybe that maybe the company is Google. With their YouTube policy.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah.
That would. Interesting.
But no, well, they would never do that because.
So here's like another bit
top,
of information.
But the top 10 YouTube channels, almost half of the top 10 is comprised of video game channels. So
Google already does their thing where it's like, oh, you get a lot of hits, so we're gonna let everything slide. Yeah. You don't get many hits, we're gonna. Tell you to go fuck yourself.
Well, there was also that issue with what's his face? Total Biscuit. I do not like him, but I completely agreed with him last week when that video game company requested or did the YouTube like takedown notice or whatever.
Yeah, no, and it's kind of shitty because like when you. Frame it that way, you say a company, so you think it's like, oh, a corporation hunting, like cracking down. No, it was a little indie dev, so it was like maybe five people that made that game, and they were hurt because this guy who has a sizable audience just ripped apart their thing that they've been working on.
Yeah,
and so I understand that, but their course of action was no, that's not okay. So they deserved everything they got, but still, I mean, you got to look at it in the context that this is a small group of people that. Basically got publicly shamed. They deserve it.
It's curious to speculate on what's happening because I don't know when or if we'll get an answer on this anytime soon.
I'm sure these are the kinds of things that end up popping up shortly after. We probably will hear soon.
Well, he's saying like they did that Sessler something this week, and he basically just said that, you know, if any of you have been following me on Twitter, you can tell I've been horribly stressed out, and it's because of the uncertainty of what this new generation is going to be like, and or what these new consoles will offer, and how we have to deal with certain things. And he said basically, I cannot wait until the end of November when the dust is settled and. We understand everything because right now everything's a huge question mark. So
yeah,
I don't know.
It's not even gonna be called the PlayStation 4. They're gonna change the name.
Oh,
I was weird. Like I had a couple of my buddies the other day. Like I don't know if they just haven't been watching or, like, keeping up with stuff, but they're, like, there was an offer that Joystick posted something about. It was, like, if you... Oh, there's my dog scratching himself. Hope everyone can hear that. But it was like you'd get. They were offering $20 Xbox Live gift cards if you purchased a year of Xbox Live Gold. So they'd give you a $20 gift card, and if you bought it along with a bundle of an Xbox 360 or an Xbox One, they'd give you $20 off of the subscription, in addition to the $20 gift card. And my friends were like, "Well, who's to say it'll even be Xbox Live in a year?" And blah blah. I'm like, "Why would they change that?" Like, that would make no sense. They're like, they seem like, one of them was actually like, "Yeah, we'll see if they change the name after, like, when it comes out." I'm like, I think we would have heard about that by now. Yeah. And also, like, it would be really dumb, one, to change your branding like that when they've been pushing Live so hard. And I think, like, in their heads, it was like they're, like, fire sailing Live, like, subscriptions so that they can change it. Like, I was like, it's not the 360. It's a service, you know? They're pushing it because they want everyone on board when the new console launches. And also, they've actually been pretty good about, like, carrying things over and transferring things. Like, you know, your whole account came over from the original Xbox, and it's going to do the same here. And I don't know. It was just it was weird when they were, like, saying this. Like, what have you guys been reading? There, somewhere out there is the Snowden of video games, and he WikiLeaked all the all the hot scoops on Xbox Live.
And now he's stuck in Russia.
And now he's snowed in.
I suspect it's Michael Pachter, or whatever.
Michael Pachter locked in Russia, confirmed.
Yeah, Chuck proposed Xbox Dead, which is where they charge you for every minute that you're not signed into Xbox Live. And I thought that was a really good way to corner the market on the people that aren't using your service.
Even the people without Xboxes have to pay the tax.
What if somebody doesn't have internet? Oh, you do not want to see the no internet penalties.
Yeah. Well, other than that hunk of mess that we just tried to sift through, hopefully we actually find out what it is soon. But other than that, there have actually been some pretty big game releases since we've last talked to you lovelies.
Really?
Yeah. There's been Batman Arkham Origins last week, and then today there was Battlefield Foe and Assassin's Creed Foe.
Fuck, that all sounds really lame.
All on Tuesday. Wait, how did, Javi, did you get Batman?
Yeah, I'm supposed to get it tonight, but I guess the UPS dude didn't get here before the lady closed up shop downstairs.
I've had UPS deliver it at 9:30 here, so. Well, they just called me when they got here. They got here at 9:30 one night, and they're like, "Yo, I'm here. What's up?"
Yeah, your apartment place, maybe not Javi's.
Yeah, but, like, you can't get in. You just, like, they had the number on the file.
Did you order from Amazon?
Yeah.
Huh. Well,
baby,
it says by 8 o'clock, so they've got 16 minutes.
Yep.
I don't think I'll get it. I'll get it tomorrow, though. I get it on Holla. Wii U against all odds. So, like,
really?
It's missing features. It doesn't have it doesn't have the multiplayer.
It's missing features, but it has the best feature of all: the tablet and the ability to go in the Miiverse and comment.
Exactly. Universe, bitch. You know, but, okay. Resident Evil Revelations for the Wii U has the best Miiverse functionality. Every single time you die, and that game has some asshole parts, so you die quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
The game over screen is just covered in other people's reactions to that part where they have died.
That's pretty cool.
It's so cool because it's just everybody's like, "Fuck this fucking thing," you know. And they're like, "Oh, this boss," and they're all just talking about the environment or the boss. There's a lot of Spanish-speaking Resident Evil players. Kind of.
No, yeah. It probably just filters all those your way because your name's Rodriguez. Yeah,
totally.
It's like when I get Best Buy catalogs in Spanish in the mail.
See,
ESPN Deportes.
Ha ha.
I'm excited to play Batman. I keep hearing the same thing, that this game is nothing new, so it's mediocre. And I'm like, all right, well, that's I expected the same. So
a friend of mine got it. He said it's crashed several times on the 360.
That's why you go Wii U.
Said it's been really buggy, and he's not the only person that I've heard say. Another buddy of mine, posted on his Facebook, because it was real clever, that Batman Arkham Origins is working about as well as Obamacare right now.
Oh!
It hasn't taken effect yet. What?
Shut up.
I think he meant the website. I don't know. He may have even said the website. I'm not sure.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's a valid. True.
I don't know.
Fucking, yeah. But I love
so
my
wait.
Wii U.
Huh? Hold on. People don't like Batman because it's like the previous Batmans?
Yep.
Oh, man, I'm going to love it then, because I like the other Batmans.
Yeah, and...
coolest part about that about this game that like got me really intrigued until I actually listened to what people said about it was
Arkham
the multiplayer.
City?
No, the multiplayer, because it's like teams of thugs against each other, like factions.
Against Batman and Robin.
And then those two are fighting, and then there's two people as Batman and Robin just trying to take them all out at the same time. That sounds so cool, but then everyone's like, it's so fucking clunky and really, really unfortunate. God damn it.
Hey, and actually the Wii U version's $10 less because it doesn't have it. So what? And Amazon gave me $10, so I got the game for $20 off.
Nice.
Yeah.
That multiplayer actually sounds like what was it? Metal Gear Solid 4, where one player was Snake.
The Solid Snake mode.
It sounds like it'd be pretty awesome if they could execute it.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
The Revision 3 review said that the storyline was the best of the three, and the performances were amazing. So I'm.
Yeah,
he said that alone is worth the price of.
Yeah, because I actually dig the storylines of them, minus the ending of the first game.
The ending of the first or the second game?
First game.
Oh, the boss battle?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
the
a lot of people didn't like
I didn't,
that. But...
I didn't like the story in the second one. The doctor, what's his name?
No,
Doctor Demento or Strangeo.
Doctor Strange.
Calendar Man.
Doctor
Max,
Doctor
Maxi
Yearbook.
Zeus.
I liked
he posts the worst picture of you.
That'd be a pretty good like mundane superpower.
Don't you hate it when I write in your crap?
Those who remember me well, but those who don't can go to hell.
Have a great
and then
summer.
Your mom reads
Hags. Dr. Yearbook just writes Hags on all of his victims.
Oh, man.
Dr. Yearbook is the one that actually calls people.
Yeah.
When the ones that say, call me.
Yep.
He calls all of them.
Yeah. And they didn't expect me to call. And I mean, that's his origin story.
I have a cool summer. Call me.
Oh, those were the worst. Because then you would call and they'd be like, oh.
What?
I don't really know you. Also, your name is Dr. Yearbook, which is strange.
They called me Dr. Yearbook. That I don't know why this really reminds me of that Samuel L. Jackson. They called me Mr. Glass.
Yep, pretty much.
Dr. Yearbook.
Doctor, we just invented the best supervillain.
Hell
or
yeah.
Or not super. Super is a strong word. We just invented the best annoying guy who also has his doctorate.
Mundane supervillain.
I am the one who calls.
He's like Moist from whatever that
what?
Thing is.
He's Moist.
Oh, he's Moist. Also that guy. He's got to go find like his picture in the book and then sign on that. Instead of on the normal blank pages. And then he writes over the hot girl that's in the picture next to him. Like, what a dick. What a dick.
Oh, God.
Shit.
Well, we can't talk about anything that cool from Battlefield 4 or Assassin's Creed 4.
Well,
probably not.
That would have happened even without the Dr. Yearbook.
If we had an ongoing comic, the next issue would be
Dr. Yearbook.
Dr. Yeah.
Yearbook's Spawn.
Yeah. You should just sketch out a Dr. Yearbook.
Dr. Yearbook. Right now. Dr. Yearbook Origins.
Yep. Oh, man. It'd be dope.
You're gonna ride on the dope-ass Dr. Yearbook train.
Oh, man. Right, well, something we can bring up is Extra Life. I'm doing it. Ryan, you doing it?
Yeah, I might have to do the makeup thing again.
Oh, eat a dick, man.
I don't know if I'm going to be there as much as I can this weekend, but I'm not sure I can be there the whole time. So I'll have to make up some time. But yes, I am participating.
When is it?
This weekend.
This Saturday.
Oh.
I got work off from the jungle gym. All set to go.
I'll be there for part of it then.
Yeah, probably. I'll be popping in and out as much as I can. Like I said, I'll make up the time probably next weekend. But yeah, I've got some things to do.
Remember last year, Javi and I were like, let's just do it at the same time. And so I was like, okay. So I woke up at 5 in the morning and started playing, and then Javi didn't show up for another like 2 hours.
I showed up before Javi.
Yeah.
That was the day that I got drunk just playing Uncharted with you.
I remember that shit.
And we were having a yard sale at our house the same day, and I was going outside like completely drunk to like sell shit.
Yeah, and I had just bought Resident Evil 6 and I was beating it.
Why did you
That's on our YouTube channel.
And
why
I,
did you get
I,
up at
I
5
bought,
in the morning? Oh, that's right, because y'all started earlier, right?
Yeah.
Well, we started at the time you're supposed to start at.
The time you're
you didn't show up until
the time
like
you're supposed
11.
To start at is 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And why were you up at 5 to do something
that's
at 9?
Because 8 a.m. And we were like, okay, we're going to do this at the same time. And
wait,
I was like,
where?
Okay, dog.
5 for you is Javi's 8 a.m. Where were you?
He was in Boston.
Boston. That's
right,
backwards.
That doesn't make it. That's completely backwards. 5 a.m. for you would be
so wait, no,
2 in
up...
the morning for Javi.
Yeah, wait. How did
so you
work?
Woke up at 11. And...
No, because I woke up at 5. Why the fuck did I wake up at 5, though?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, nope, you don't. That's not how time zones work.
Maybe I wanted to start early. That's it.
Yeah,
no.
I thought y'all wanted to start early.
Yeah, no, Javi did want to start.
I wanted to go to sleep at a reasonable time after
yes.
the thing ended.
Right. Yeah, that was it.
I'm like, fuck it, let's start retarded early. No.
And then
like,
he didn't show up for 2 hours.
I showed up at the right time. You guys were there early.
No, Ryan, you showed up late anyway.
I was probably like 8:30. Sorry. Like,
I remember.
I'll be there for most of it. I'm going out to dinner Saturday night, and then I'll be back again.
I sent an email out to all my family that just had a link to my page, and then the text, let's save some fucking kids.
Your parents were like, man, he's taking that job at the jungle gym really seriously. Oh, man.
No,
I actually have two accounts because I registered with the wrong one. I registered with the wrong email first. I registered with my personal one.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was.
And then I went back and did it again with my Game Over Nation one because all of my contacts are saved in the Game Over Nation one. So I was like, oh, man, I'm not typing these again. I'm just going to pay another $15. Fuck it. It's all right. It all went to the kids.
Save the kids.
Mm-hmm. I still need to send out my emails. I need to do that tonight. Everyone donates right away, and then I don't get any
Justin
donations.
Doss got a $500 donation.
Yeah, I saw that.
Someone.
Although, dude, Cray-cray. I saw the leaders for Texas Children's Hospital, which is the hospital I usually donate to. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be in second place last year.
Texas like, Chainsaw Hospital?
Yes, Texas Chainsaw Hospital.
I've been there.
It is not for chainsaw injuries. It is specifically for very young and tiny chainsaws.
Mm. No, yes. No, I'm a doctor there.
That's weird.
Dr. Raw dogology.
With this chainsaw.
Yep.
Oh, don't mind Dr. Yearbook over there.
Next to Mr. Glass.
Okay. Well, yeah, so Extra Life. Feel free to join our team. I don't know if we're going to probably not going to live stream it this year, but I'd still want to, like, play games with people. So, let us know, and we'll get in, like, a Skype call or a Google Hangout or some shit, and we can play all them video games, because I actually have all my stuff here now.
Wow.
In playable fashion.
You've got everything except money.
Everything except money and furniture, yes. I had a crisis a couple nights ago, and my air mattress popped. So I had to sleep on the floor, and then the next morning I ran out to Bed Bath & Beyond before work and got another air mattress. So that's the state of my life right now.
Living in fucking style over there is this guy.
Yep.
Gabe was too rough on his mattress.
Rough rider.
Fuck.
You know what's the worst? Find me.
Oh, 3DS.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. I can't play it anymore because I have no street passes here in fucko land, Utah.
I've been getting at least 8 every single day at work.
Oh, really? Good for you, Obama.
I've been getting a lot like that too. I actually got 8 driving to go camping a couple weekends ago and back. I don't maybe going up through the woodlands or something. I have no clue how the fuck I got all those. But.
Well, it doesn't hurt that I'm sandwiched in between 2 like 12
Amazon
story
buildings
full of nerds at Amazon. So.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Oh, in semi breaking news, there is now a Legend of Zelda Nintendo 3DS XL.
Yeah, it looks
that
awesome.
Was kind of cool.
It's gold and has a
like I'm sitting there going like, huh? Do I want to buy another?
I do need an XL because my
hey me too. Who
my
wants
3DS is complete dick.
I need a new phone screen, so that could be useful.
And I've got Dosh.
Yep, that's where we differ.
Dosh.
Maybe I should send out an email to my family that just says, let's save some fucking Gabes. Just a link
Gabe
to my bank
Pride.
Account. I'm gonna do that right now. Save some fucking Gabes.
In other news, me and Gabe are family.
Steam
we
family
are
sharing
family.
Dawn. Oh god, it's so good.
I got all Gabe's Princess of Persia's. We are family.
Something I want to propose to you guys. Like, with the way this year has been, is this, like, the best year in games? Like, is it in recent memory or in just memory in general? Because in my lifetime, I'd say yes.
You know,
2007 was it before, but...
Yeah, I mean, we got games like The Last of Us and... I guess Bioshock Infinite. Pokemon Y and X are so good.
Stanley Parable.
Haven't played that yet, but...
Gunpoint.
Mario 3D Land's coming out. Here's the thing. Saints Row 4.
GTA
5. We got a wide variety of heavy hitters, so like we might say some games that some of us would shrug at.
Animal Crossing.
Be like, that was my jam this year. And that's that means that this year had something for everyone. Something really good for everyone. I mean,
Brothers,
how many years in a row have we gone where I'm like, fuck, man, I didn't like anything this year? Or, like, last year was Lollipop Chainsaw for me. That's kind
of sad. Lollipop Chainsaw and Resident Evil 6.
Yeah, what a shitty year for me. Yeah, no, this year's been fucking unreal, man. It's really, really good. And it still has some last couple games in there. And PS4. Woo!
Yeah. Also, yeah. I mean, we are getting two brand new consoles this year. Like that alone makes it a pretty fucking big year.
And one new Mario, and another Zelda.
That's true. Yep. And another. We got,
really
an, we got an Animal Zelda. Crossing.
Yep.
And Surgeon Simulator 2013.
So, hey Ryan, I wanted to tell you that. I can't say for certain because I haven't finished it yet, but as of right now, I feel like my experience with Beyond Two Souls is what you felt about Heavy Rain. I'm just like, this fucking sucks.
Why am I doing this?
It's so bad. But
Jason!
The difference, for me at least, is that Heavy Rain, you know, there was like a narrative. It was mm-hmm. going somewhere. Like, this guy's kid was kidnapped and he wants to get him back, and there's a killer and people are trying to figure out who it is. Like, okay, you have a premise. Beyond Two Souls is Ellen Page being sad because she has a ghost, and then she's just wandering, and then the fucking storyline is just going back and forth and back. She's a child, an adult, a teenager, child, a teenager,
oh,
adult.
Really?
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Is
and it's
anyone
awful.
Is anyone surprised that they can't make a fucking good game yet?
What, Quantic Dream?
Yes, and David Cage with his awful fucking...
Well, it's frustrating, because they can make... They can do a lot of things that are impressive, but then they just it's just wrapped around all this incompetence. Like,
well, because there are parts of that game that are just gorgeous looking.
Yeah.
Like, Ellen Page's model looks really good. Willem Dafoe looks really good.
I don't care how fucking gorgeous it looks. If it plays
like
shit,
it's a cool
it plays
idea.
Like shit.
It's Ellen a really
Page
cool
looks
idea.
Really good.
But like, why don't they hire someone that doesn't
See,
suck at writing?
And that's the problem. It's just like with Kojima at the helm. Like, you can't. The guy that's driving
well,
the
Kojima
bus...
Well, Kojima's a literary genius.
...is also... Like, the reason that these games exist is also the reason that they kind of suck. Like, you see all this potential, but there's no way to harvest it because the guy that's driving the bus wants to drive off the cliff.
The weirdest thing is, it's like, okay, he's there because... You know, he wants to make a movie and shit, but it's a bad story. You're there... to play his games for the story, but the stories are bad.
Well, that's not even like a lot of it's just, and especially in Beyond, it's like in this game, other than our like in Heavy Rain, it's pretty open ended. I mean, yeah, you follow the same beats and you have the same, you know, levels, but the way they turn out and the fact that you can die at any point, you can lose characters, just completely lose them and they're just not in the story anymore, that made it dynamic and interesting and made it clear that your decisions had some sort of effect. But Beyond, I am not seeing any change in the story whatsoever. There's nothing changing. And
there's not.
I listened to Podcast Beyond today, and Greg was saying that the reason Beyond, like, he just straight up just quit playing in the middle of playing it because he just saw example after example of, you know, someone asks, I can't remember even the characters, Jody. Someone asks Jody,
Jody Foster,
where are you heading? What are you doing? And it's the same option, like, every time somebody asks you that. Anytime somebody asks you anything about yourself, your options aren't, like, anything that changes the story. It's her saying, I mean, the options are truth, lie, or dismiss. And no matter what you say, like, you click truth and she goes, I don't know where
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what she says. And it's like, well, what the fuck are we playing then? Where's this story going? And it's going nowhere.
The one review I read was, no matter what you do, it continues going. I believe it was Pro Jared's review I read, and he set the controller down during, like, the fight scenes, and just let her get the shit kicked out of her, and it still ended up at the same place afterwards.
Lol.
Yeah, no, and that's a big difference between Heavy Rain, too. Like, if you missed enough button prompts in Heavy Rain, you're fucking dead. You just die. Or you know, the scene would end a certain way, or things will just go differently, you know? In Beyond, it just... The screen flashes red, and you feel bad that you got hit. But there's nothing.
You can't fail. You literally cannot fail.
Yeah, it's really pathetic. And like to think that you get the impression that they just hope nobody notices. But like, we fucking notice.
The thing is, okay, you can't fail. To me, that's not a game. Which, okay, that's a slippery slope. Because Prince of Persia, you couldn't fail Prince of Persia, but that was fun to play. This isn't fun.
I mean, you can fail to play Prince of Persia. It's just like a really forgiving checkpoint system.
If someone wants to argue it's not that's not a game, that's fine. I'll let you say that. I may not agree, but that's fine. The point for me, or the thing that's unacceptable for me, is if you're going to do that, then the story, for the sake of telling the story you're going to tell, then make sure that it's interesting and good. Make sure it's a good story. There's nothing here, man. It's just, if this was a movie, I'd be like, turn this off. What is going on? Like, this is crap. Crap.
How did it review, by the way? The only review I saw was Jared's.
It was either like really good or really bad.
Yeah, it's all over the place. Like the reason, like, I was interested in it, and I was like, you know, Heavy Rain got a lot of negative reviews as well, or several negative reviews. You know, there's people that really didn't like Heavy Rain, and I loved it, and I understand why people didn't like it. But
I think didn't I borrow that from you?
Probably.
Oh yeah, I did. That game was such a non-entity that I forgot.
Okay. But I was like, you know what, fuck it. You know, I want another Heavy Rain. I liked it a lot. And so, and then what really pushed me over the edge was the Revision 3 review, where Tara's like, this game is awesome. This is like the best send-off for the PlayStation 3. And she gave it a 5 out of 5.
And I'm misled me!
I'm like, all right,
your
cool.
Your opinion's different than mine.
I'm like, then I'm in. You know, but I hear that the ending is pretty powerful or whatever, so I'm going to see it through. I'm just saying that right now, I am
It's not worth it.
I am not happy right now.
Just YouTube it, dude.
No, I'm gonna finish it, but it's kind of... I'm like gritting my teeth.
No, I said the same thing about Final Fantasy 13. I was going to bear the storm, weather it, and go through. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, the thing is, Final Fantasy 13 doesn't beat itself, so it's...
That's true. I fell asleep easier while playing. I fell asleep while playing it and woke up 4 hours later in the same battle.
If you just heard any rummaging, it was me going through my box of games, and I don't have Final Fantasy 13, so I can't play it.
No!
Unless Javi has it.
He does.
I don't have it. Why would I have it?
You do have it. Me and you went to Walmart opening night.
No, I sold it, dude.
Oh, you did?
And I don't... he was saying if I have his.
No. If you have it. Like, just in general. Why would you have my game?
I don't... Cause I thought you were making a joke at my expense of how many games of yours I have.
You remember that night that we bought it, Avi? I had gotten a special edition or whatever in the mail, and I went over to your house, and you were like, let's go to Walmart. I want to buy it. So we did, and then you played it, and I was just watching you, and you're like, this is kind of cool.
Do you remember the first week when everybody that had it was just like, it's good! It's good! And then it slowly went into, this is bad.
It was...
Fucking Fozzie. Fozzie took the longest, because this is when we all still blogged on IGN, and Fozzie took like a good month before he was like, all right, it's kind of shitty. But he was like, no, doggy, it's good.
I got to that first major boss. I believe that big airship thing.
Yeah, that's where I was like, okay, this could turn around.
And then it didn't, and I was like, no, fuck this. I got to the open area, and I was like, okay, cool. And I think I'm at that boss where you unlock Vanille's summon or whatever. And I was just like, no, I'm done. I'm fucking done.
That airship boss was the first time in like, how far in that? It's like
the one challenging part.
Yeah, it was like the first time in like 10 hours or something.
Dude, the final boss of that game was hard as shit. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I'm talking about the airship.
It's the first time
in 10 hours that you actually have to do something conscious. Like,
yes!
The rest of the game, you're just pressing X, X, X to do the auto attack. But, like, once you get to that thing, the auto attack doesn't work anymore because you have to actively change your classes. And you're like, oh, fuck, I gotta heal. Let me change to this class and this class. You know, and you have to do all that.
You know?
And I was like, oh, my God, there's a game here. Is this when it starts to get good?
If every battle was like that one, I would like this game.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move into questions. Shall we?
You can't bear another bad word about Final Fantasy 13.
You guys are talking shit about my baby.
Your gaby.
My gaby. All right. First up, Prototype. Did any of you try the kitten service from Uber? Which, if you're unfamiliar, Uber, the taxi service, will bring a kitten to you for like 15, 20 minutes for $15, I believe. Just a kitten. It would just bring it to you so you can pet it and have it for 15 minutes.
That's so cute.
No, I have not tried it. I talked about it at work today, though. We were tempted, but I was like, no, it's stupid.
Eventually,
don't do that.
Eventually we'll find out something horrific about what they do with those kittens when they start to get too old. Either they just throw them on the street or something.
Right, next up, is pumpkin spice coffee overrated?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but last night I had pumpkin spice. It was like it had pumpkin spice in the name, but it was like a pumpkin spice something ice cream from Bluebell, and it was pretty magical. I've never had the coffee, but the ice cream was delicious.
Pumpkin
I've never
spice
heard people
is
like sing its praises, so I'll say it's I.
Pumpkin spice is overrated in general. I mean, I like it, but like once fall hits, that's all you fucking hear. Oh, pumpkin spice! Oh, pumpkin spice! Oh, Starbucks
like
pumpkin
a
spice!
Why is your voice a prequel Star Wars character?
It's Yoda.
Don't worry about it.
Pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice is good.
Alright, Assassin's Creed 4 or Battlefield 4? You have to pick one.
Neither.
Assassin's Creed.
Battlefield 4.
I'm going to say Assassin's Creed because it got rid of that stupid Desmond bullshit.
Assassin's Creed!
Assassin's Creed. Walking Dead Season 2. Are you guys hyped?
Assassin's Creed.
I really like the first season, but Telltale has a shaky track record, so I'm keeping expectations in check. Justin Doss, are you guys doing Extra Life this year? Duh. Talked about that, and then if not, can you donate to my Extra Life campaign? No, dog, I ain't got money to donate to my own, so sorry. We gotta save the gays before we save the kids.
Wait, what? I didn't pay. What?
Don't worry about it. And then finally, Isabel, Rabid Gummy Bear, says, why does Dylan hate everything? Why do you hate everything, Dylan?
I don't know.
I like that question.
He didn't hate that question. That question.
He's so happy.
I don't know. Jesus.
Jesus. That's why he hates everything.
Jesus.
Because of Jesus. And that's all the questions. Oh. But
every generation, we need someone that hates everything enough to drag us out of the muck.
Every generation,
I don't think that's true. Dylan is the hype slayer.
I am.
So something we can finally do is, she's been at the door for over a month, couple months now, but we can finally let her in.
Just in time for winter.
Housekeeping!
Hey!
Hey, hi.
What?
Hi.
What?
Huh?
Alright, housekeep this shit.
Alright, if you're looking for episode 104, you're never going to find it. But you can find all of our other episodes at GameOverNation.com. Go give us a like on Facebook, Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Our YouTube channel, which will never, ever, ever see any content ever again, because Adam Sessler said so. is game over, or youtube.com/game0ver nation. Twitter at game over nation. Send us questions there. That's where we usually get them. And Facebook, I guess, occasionally. So yeah, do those things. Go check it all out, guys.
And if you really want episode 104, you can find it on Gabe's hard drive in downtown Seattle.
If you can get it off of Gabe's hard drive, you can have it.
Absolutely.
Apparently,
apparently
no one else can get it off of there. Gabe himself cannot get it off of that hard drive.
It's up to us.
Someone buzzes you right now. I'm here for the podcast.
I'm just going to throw my laptop at them. You can have it.
They'd be like, Alienware bullshit.
Alright, guys. Thank you for listening to episode 106. Oh my god. We're not even into the tens yet.
Oh, well, we'll get there. It's okay.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Until next week, we're gonna go party and game and stuff.
Rock and, we're gonna go rock and roll all night. Yep.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Adios.
And everything.